I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
Made it into this thing, so we have that.
You are listening to RSN Radio.
You lame-ass fuckers!
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org.
All right, hey, look at that. I'm back again for another week of RSN Live. This is your completely unprepared and annoying host voice, and as you can see, it's a little bright on my face if you're watching the stream. That is actually due to my camera, for some reason, deciding to be a good idea to turn on all of its lights. For those who have never seen my camera before, it's got these annoying... It's good, I guess, for night watching, but do I really want people to be looking at me at night? I'm trying to find a picture of it. There it is. I do have a picture of this particular camera, just to show you what I'm talking about. Hold on. I gotta change some settings here. There you go. That is the camera that I use, and these four lights up in the corner are kind of, they're bright as fuck. That's all I'll say. Looking into the camera actually kind of hurts right now. See, none of the, like, utilities to control the camera are actually working. So, I'm stuck with the, bright lights in my eyes. Which is funny, because usually I'm complaining about a lack of light. So, welcome back. It's another week. Another week wiser, I guess. Not really. See, some of you have noticed the, turret in the background. I didn't put it there for this show, I swear. Yeah. Now, who am I kidding myself? Yeah, we did that. So, anywho, I'm gonna go ahead and get started some music here. Give me 30 seconds to figure out where I'm going, because I have no idea. I completely forgot to put music in this thing again. That's what I do. I always do that. So, all right, I got some music going, and I'll talk to you about some of my crazier antics coming up on RSN Live.
Supersonic, I kill Dr. Robotnik. Supersonic dance attack.
back! Look at that! Awesome. And some of you on the Twitch stream may have just noticed I changed the fancy scrolling text to relay the fact that Portal has just been released on Linux. And I'm just going to verify that really quick here. I saw the Steam announcement. I just want to make sure that that's what it's doing. Come on. Why is Portal not showing up in Steam Store anymore? That's interesting. Well, let's go to Linux. Good job. Good job, Steam. You announced that you are running this and then you break it. That's bitching. Well, anywho, I just took a look here, and now... Oh, that's what's going on. They released it in open beta testing. So, remember, folks, it's now available on Linux. So, if you're all two people here who actually, you know, use Linux, that'd be great. People should be using Linux more often. Why aren't you guys using Linux more often? And while we're on the subject, why the hell is Sega ignoring Linux? I'm going to keep bringing that up every show, at least once until it happens. And I'm aware they do have a game that's actually been ported to run on Linux, and that's The Cave. But I'm talking like, you know, All-Star Racing Transformed, you know, Shogun Total War, stuff like that. There's really no excuse not to anymore. I mean, it's popular, and there's money to be made, Sega. Pay attention. I just kind of noticed that the jingle is a little louder than it normally is. Maybe I'm just weird. I don't know. In other news, apparently Radio Nintendo has decided to show during my same spot on RSN Radio, so all I can say is, bring it on! I will destroy you with all three listeners. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to have some playful banter between that. I am reading. How's the track currently playing? Wait, what? Are you trying to ask me how I'm actually, like, having the music go through over the video stream? Because it's a lot of random stuff. A lot of cables, a lot of ins and outs. I think I told you, I've got like two machines. I've got my laptop, which actually runs the audio, and then the desktop, which processes the video part. And by the way, never trust Twitch whenever it says, you know, whatever X person is playing. Because this is quite clearly not... Not Euro Truck Simulator 2, which I have fallen off the wagon on that. I gotta get back into that. It's a little weird. It's because of these long weeks, you know? When I've got, like, only 3 days off from work, I kind of just slump down. The other part of that is just trying to read, you know, certification books and all that fancy crap, so that's kind of made my life a living hell. But it's gotta be done! It's gotta be done. Because apparently in the IT world, certs are everything. I have no idea why. I think people should be tested, you know, in real time and not just be, oh, that's great, you got a certification card. Here's your job! I'm just a weird person, like I said. I also like Sonic. That's what my Twitter account says, at least. Also, the Twitch counter lies because I myself watch the Twitch stream to make sure everything's working properly. In fact, I can watch it jittering a little bit right now, even though it says there's no frame droppage whatsoever. It's this complete crazy random. Oh, now there's five. So I'm guessing one of you is watching twice. There's five. There's five listeners. Crazy bastards. I don't even know where Rax is. Rax seems to have gone, like, conspicuously quiet. Which is kind of strange. Yes, I can, in fact, have my Tails Hat certification. You know what? I completely just realized I forgot to do my little intro spiel. So here's your intro spiel a good 19 minutes into the show. If you want to reach me, you guys are, you know, if you're listening to this now, you're probably listening to this as a podcast and not the actual live show. Shame on you. You need to get more involved and actually watch the streams. Because the amusingness of me trying to think of things to talk about when I don't really have anything to talk about is just a recipe for awesomeness, I guess. I don't know, I'm just completely talking out of my ass again. So, anywho, you can go ahead and reach me in, quite a few different ways, actually. The first obvious choice would just, if you want, you can just email voice06@gmail.com or voice@randomsonicnet.com. They both make my phone chime, and it's annoying as shit, but I do actually check whenever my phone dings to see what's up about that. Because, I don't know, it could be my server caught fire, or it could be anything. The other option, of course, is to, while the show's happening, which, by the way, folks, is 6 p.m. Central Time, 12 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, Thursday/Friday, you can go ahead and chat with me both in the Twitch stream, which is at twitch.tv/voice06, or you can reach me at irc.surrealchat.net. I usually hang out in Sonic Stadium, RSN, Radio Sega, and Radio Nintendo. Curse you, Radio Nintendo. You're stealing my thunder, my non-existent thunder, you bastards. And then there's irc.afternet.org. And I'm in a multitude of channels there, but you can really just reach me at RSN. Anywhere else that you start talking Sonic on the afternet, people are going to, look at you with a raised eyebrows, like, what the hell? And then, of course, I do have a Twitter account. It's just RSN Voice. And if you feel like doing anything there, you can just go ahead and do that. Retweet my live RSN is live tweet. Get the word out. Something. Come on, guys. I can only do so much. And I'm not the kind of person that enjoys spamming the hell out of everyone. I think that's why RSN Live doesn't really have a lot of people. Is I just don't, You want me to post a link in Radio Nintendo? I don't want to get banned. I don't enjoy getting banned. Sometimes I know I'm pissing certain individuals off. You could say I'm a troller of sorts. But I don't particularly enjoy getting banned, especially from chat rooms I'm a regular in. Yeah. Crazy shit like that is kind of, what throws everything off. And then, of course, we had, I think you guys remember the fallout from the incident. The incident that tore it. I think we remember that. I don't know. Some of you won't. Trekkie definitely will. Oh, he remembers a lot of obscure things like that. Let's just say it happened over a year ago, so it's not important anymore. You know what? It really has been a long week. Yeah. Very long, weird week. And now I've got 7 viewers. What the hell? Did somebody actually follow my advice and relay my tweet? Is that how you pronounce it? Tweet? See, I got all this technology knowledge. I got all this Linux knowledge. I can set up servers, without even looking at the keyboard with my eyes closed. And then it comes to Twitter. I'm like, what? What the hell's a DM? What is this hash FF? What the hell is a tweet? I guess my technology knowledge is a little, out there, per se. Yeah. It's kind of like how I managed to botch up some other things. I tried to get, Skype working with my streaming system, Internet DJ console. I spent the 2 minutes prior to the show frantically repatching everything because I had accidentally nerfed my RSN Live setup. So, there's some things I'm good at technology-wise, other things I seem to just... I shouldn't touch it. I really shouldn't. It's kind of like, speaking of, what the hell happened to Facebook? Oh, no. No. Don't tell me you broke. Okay, the computer recovered. I think we're good here. The turret I have had... for over a year now, actually. A year coming 2 weeks and a day. That's right, folks. ASEN is 2 weeks away. So if you're in the Chicagoland area, go ahead and check that out. There's some free advertising for ASEN, even though no one really knows or could. I really doubt that there's anyone of you guys that's actually in the Chicagoland area that's, gonna check that out. But anyways, long story short, that came from ASEN last year, and then I found out I got ripped off by $20, but that's the deal. Anime convention prices, man. Sometimes it does well to do a little research before you buy things. Like my car. Okay, I think I'm just gonna go ahead and start looking for more music to play. Let me find something. Yes, poor me and my stupid decisions to not actually check anything. I haven't heard this in a while. Go ahead and play this. This is Voice RSN Live, and for those of you watching on Twitch, if it's your first time watching me on Twitch, you'll just see me staring blankly ahead and to the side. So, nothing exciting during the music segments. Alright, RSN Live.
slap. Take a nap in a spin attack. Take a nap in a spin attack. To look that good just ain't that easy. Yeah.
You know, there's just something about the Knuckles music from Sonic Adventure 2. There's just always, like, some kind of weirdness about them, and we all know about Kick the Rock, and it's completely oddball sets of lyrics that have some very strong sexual innuendo going on. A very good candidate of getting crap past the radar. Meanwhile, here, I remember people freaking out about that whole, where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald line? And yet, here, in this Sonic level, or this Knuckles level, I should say, you've got the Knuckles rapping going, yeah, damn right. This goes to show how little people pay attention to the level music and pay more attention to the dialogue. So, if you guys want to get, you know, some weird, inappropriate joke in there, become a level music composer. Because that seems to be, like, the place to get that kind of shit going through. Enough people that they won't get rid of him, kid. Enough people that they won't get rid of him. The question was, who cares about that dumb echidna? For the, podcast listeners, I don't know what Arax's future's gonna hold in terms of that. He seems to have taken the base, so you know. I don't know. I'm kind of just bambling there, rambling, what have you. Anywho's, back to the randomness. So, of course, you guys have seen me kind of dicking around with this little thingy a lot lately. I mentioned it because it brings up a story. I've actually kind of been looking through my expenses. I mean, I'm not shutting RSN down. It's like, the site's been going for almost 10 years now. I kind of can't just shut it down, per se. But I'm kind of looking to, you know, locations to cut costs. And, this little guy costs about $90 a month to have. So, obviously there's some room for improvement, and I was actually looking today, and I found that, I'm, like, being grossly overcharged by a lot. I'm also kind of laughing to myself here, because I changed my profile picture in Twitter this morning. And it's, like, still occasionally showing my old, image. My old profile image, the Sonic and Address image. Some of you remember that, you know, I'm sure. Yeah, but, Tracky. I don't know if you have a smartphone. Well, here's the thing, like, everyone's listing how much they're paying a month. The next cheapest I found is, I'm with Sprint. So, you know, consider this a bad advertisement for Sprint. But I actually kind of went, carrier shopping today, and... Oh, you have a Nexus 4? That's actually what I'm looking at, it's Nexus 4. And, so, the cheapest I can find so far is T-Mobile, clocking in at... It's $50 for the plan, but after taxes, it'll probably be about, you know, $64. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things where you look at it, and they don't really shut you down if you use too much internet. What they do is they just, you know, lower your speeds a lot. I'm okay with that, because I don't really use that much data, surprisingly, with all this stuff I do with my cell phone. I think... Right now, I'm averaging about 80 megs a month on the cell phone. That said, Sprint's going to get a surprise in a couple of weeks when I go to ASIN, because I am not paying $20 a day for Wi-Fi internet access at that hotel. And I've just recently gotten tethering all set up and whatnot on my phone here. So yeah, they will see some definite traffic spikes. Anywho... So, like I was saying, you know, Sprint's overcharging me, and at least in the Chicagoland area, their cell network is just bad. There's always some kind of issue with the wireless data. It's always dropping. I can't get the phone to stay. They rolled out 4G, and it's always, you know, it's always crapping out, at least on me, and then it drops to 3G, and then it's like, I'm paying you guys $90 a month, and you're giving me crap. Also, keep in mind that I don't talk much on my cell phone. I think the most I've used is 40 minutes. So, they've got to be connected to more than a T1 for LTE, Trekkie. LTE is supposed to provide 100 megabits per second. I think on one tower I did get... let me check, because I did do a speed test. I do have the speed test app. Give me a second here. I gotta find it. I think it's under web. Yep, there it is. Web. Alright. Sorry, I apologize. It was 6.4 meg. I don't know how well you can see that. In fact, I'm going to have to switch over here real quick. I don't know how well you can see that. It doesn't really adjust too well. Yeah, it doesn't show too well. In fact, you can see the four lights I was complaining about earlier. Look at the four lights. Look at the four lights. Ah, four lights. So, yeah, 6.4 meg on their LTE. I'm supposed to be getting a lot more speeds than that, but yeah, I'm not. So basically, my complaint is I'm not getting anything good with these guys, and so. And then I found out. See, they told me because I had to have my phone replaced. I kind of ran it through a washing or yeah. A washing machine. I ran my old phone through a washing machine, and I still have it. I still have that phone, by the way. Where is it? I know it's in here somewhere. I was dicking around with it earlier. Oh, there it is. There it is. I still have my old phone. It doesn't work anymore. The acidity in the soap finally chewed enough away from it that it won't even power up anymore, so... It's a paperweight, and I don't know why I keep it around. craziness. And now, like, there's a tweet fest between M20 and the Chaos Blue going on, so that's kind of spamming my Twitter inbox. Yeah. So, anyways, it's like $65 a month with T-Mobile. And in addition to that, I'd be getting a Nexus 4, which I actually read reviews online for it, and I don't know... I mean, I don't get me wrong, I love the Nexus line of phones because they're very easy to unlock and root, which is what I did to enable tethering on my phone. But I'm also told that the Nexus 4 has a very fragile glass backplating on it. And I'm kind of a clumsy person when it comes to it. I mean, I use this guy at work all the time as a flashlight. I mean, come on, it's kind of good to be able to, you know, be walking around and just, you know, go like that, look around to what I need to get instead of carrying this big ass flashlight with me into the depths of that place. And yeah, I know the. I know the obvious answer is to don't drop it. But as you can see, as I've said, I'm not a very... I'd have to buy the case, and, you know... It's kind of one of those, it's a high startup kind of deals. But, oh well. My point is, I want out of Sprint. And I think I'm probably going to end up going with T-Mobile. But now I have to wait until July before I pull that trigger because I found out... See, I was told at the store when I got that phone because I had to replace my other phone, that I was off the contract. This is a whole new different thing. This is a whole new phone and all that. There was no upgrade fee or anything. So I was told that I was off my contract, and I actually checked today. No, I'm still on the contract. So. Oh dear. What's Daffy Duck doing on your wall, man? Also, why are you... What's with the CRT? I have that exact CRT monitor in the basement. Just so you know. Just so you know. I know, never trust telecoms. It's kind of like car dealers. You never want to trust car dealers as well. For that record, because I know there's a few of you that haven't been through college yet, don't fucking trust financial aid advisors. Alright? Don't. Don't. Those guys will lie through their teeth to get you to sign up to loans. And it's not fun when you gotta pay them back. Just saying. Just saying. Okay, it's definitely time for more music, I think. And, since I was talking about lyrics that were kind of going past the radar, I think we'll just go with a song that's got lyrics that just don't make any fucking sense. Let's see. I think My Sweet Passion fills that role in quite sufficiently. So if you want to give me a moment, because I have to figure out what I'm doing. There it is. And we'll just throw this one in just for shits and giggles. Alright, RSN Live Voice. I'll be back shortly.
Show some place I
Looks like it just started raining hardcore outside. I don't know if that's hail or just heavy raindrops hitting the window. But whatever. Stuff happens, I guess. Anywho, I have no idea what's going to happen next week, so I think the more interesting show will have to be the day before. I don't think I could do this for 2 hours, and I'm not gonna pull a Silver and do a overrun of, you know, well, I'm just gonna overrun my show by 2.5 hours. Well, then why don't you just make your show 3.5 hours? I don't know, man. That's its own bag of worms, I guess. I'm trying. I shouldn't be opening that bag of worms. I just know that that's gonna bite me in the ass as soon as he hears that. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't listen. Maybe I'm safe. I don't think he listens to this, so you know. And he's too busy fawning over this Radio Nintendo playing over my show bit. Not that exactly, the whole whatever the frig they're doing. I guess they're doing some kind of Pokemon thing. Pokemon? I don't know. Yeah. So, like I said, you know, and by the way, thanks for putting up with the scrolly text. I've just been playing around with that, so, you know, I guess it's good for that to be working. So, anywho, like I said, this is RSN Live. This is Voice. I'm gonna go ahead and just, you know, I should talk into this song wraps up. I'm actually experimenting with this. So, you know, whatever. RSN Live, this is Voice. I'm out. I will see you all next week.
RSN Radio. It really whips the hedgehog's ass.